views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved by the universe and sexy people. Here we are, oh my gosh, almost into 2015. And man, is it going to be an exciting year. If you're joining us for the first time, this show is about all the latest, and man, do I have some, and greatest channeled information. We are constantly expanding, constantly opening up, constantly becoming more conscious creators. And this show brings in the latest information from God, Atman, Buddha, the Force, universal love, whatever your term is, for the power that we create our lives with. And that power, as we know, needs clear direction from us. Because we were given the free will to choose. So, man, I've got some quite astounding information. It started coming in when I was back with my family in Pennsylvania, which, by the way, those of you that came and witnessed the miraculous energy at Circles of Wisdom on the 21st, thank you. It was truly one of the greatest spiritual experiences I have ever had. So for those of you that were there, I was thrilled to share it with you. I have asked them for a recording of the 25-minute talk because it's quite, well, an experience. So this information I'm bringing you today absolutely addresses every question that you're calling in about. So everybody, do your best to follow this. It started with my niece, who brought and is a, kind of a master in essential oils. And we were working with them, and when I put on the combination of different vials, you know, because I'm always looking for answers. And I know I am the answer, and I'm always looking for things that will enhance our creation of ourselves. And man, you guys, we almost fell over because they know about my work. They follow the work. And what it was the essential oil of balance threw me out of balance. So I want you to hear this, because our work is all based on balance, maintaining the balance. When we're in balance, we're in creation. And basically, there was a belief that when everything was in harmony, and I want you to listen to this, when everything is in harmony, our health, our money, our success, our love life, when everything is in harmony, there has been a belief that we go out of balance. And we've talked about this over the last year, that we need to struggle to have something to bring back into balance. And my niece said to me, well, Dee Dee, that's entropy. That's how the universe works, you know, chaos always coming back into balance. Well, I didn't have time to go into it there, but this morning, because I got back late last night, I looked up entropy, a measure of the unavailable energy. Those are the words I want you to hear. a measure of the unavailable energy. Okay, so now we have two key parts of what we're trying to put together. That being in harmony and balance was actually throwing me out of balance because of this belief that we need to maintain struggle in order to create balance. And then I was given the information that this was, they didn't use the word genetic, they didn't use the word ancestral, but lineage and in the bloodline. So, of course, I automatically went to this runs through the family. Well, now, this morning, I have a whole new understanding, and here it is. It was actually our genetic relationship with ourself. So it's our self lineage. And this goes for every molecule of energy existing on this earth. They separate universe, but on this earth, every molecule of energy includes this lineage of this belief with itself that I'll never be good enough. Now, that belief, I'll never be good enough, has been, since the beginning of time, attracting our families, our experiences, and our bodies to create through that relationship with ourself. So, in other words, the lineage that we have been passing down to ourself is that the only way I can relate to myself is that I'll never be good enough. And so I will pick on the physical form, I will pick families that will teach me that lesson. Whenever I start having anything in my life, I will create a reason for that to go away or be threatened or challenged because I'll never be good enough to hold everything in balance. So I have to keep creating the belief I have. I want you to hear again, the demonstration of your life comes after the belief. The belief has been creating the demonstration of your life since you can remember. So we come in with literally within ourselves the belief I'll never be good enough, which creates our life. And in the creation of that life around that belief, it keeps supporting the belief that I will never be good enough. Basically, to be God. So we have literally kept energy unavailable to us. Now, again, what is this work based on? It's based on directing energy. So that belief has literally held our own energy and the energy of the One, because all there is energy. Part of that has remained unavailable to our direction. Okay, this is probably the most important information I have brought to you in years. This is what they call a breakthrough. Now, I'm sitting at candlelight service with my family, and he says one thing in the service that threw me against the wall, and that was the definition of what an angel is. An angel is a messenger. And what are we to ourselves? We are the messengers to ourselves. And the messages that we give to ourselves is what creates our world. Our personal world, and collectively the world that we live in. We are our own angels, bringing the message of wholeness and worthiness to ourselves. Now, this is what they want us to claim. So you all know that you have to participate on behalf of yourself. For all unavailable energy that we have created unavailable to ourselves through the limiting belief of I'll never be good enough, we are directing and integrating our whole brain to know, and we claim, I am divine love. All energy of me and the universe and beyond is available now for my use as the director of divine love. I accept it. I nourish it. I direct it, and it responds. It is done. I am the God of divine love, integrated as whole, complete, and perfect now. And so it is. And they're saying this is one reason that 2015 is and will be the most powerful year of creation we have ever had, because we know that we are the directors of knowing that we are absolutely enough as the divine love of the God we are right now. And I choose and direct all energy to stay in balance as the God I am. When I am in balance, I am in harmony, I am in creation. All things flow easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, and I am integrated into the receptorship of that. And so it is. I hope you realize how huge this is, that we have been the messengers, the angels, limiting our own expansion and passing that down as the lineage to ourselves through all lifetimes that we have existed in. That we just redirected. That is no longer what we are dedicated to creating. And so it is. Now there's one more thing before I go to the calls. They're saying sheets, book, song. Well, they're giving me the hallelujah chorus. So they all want us to come together to acknowledge and claim hallelujah for this amazing information that through this work and through our dedication of knowing the truth, we now can say hallelujah, we're there, we've arrived, we know it, and so it is. And makes me want to cry, you guys. And which is a good thing because you know me. We're going to the callers. I'm going to start with Patty.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Okay, does this make sense, first of all, in what you're dealing with right now?
Definitely.
Okay, good. So please let us know what's going on and what your question is.
I just want to know, I mean, I kind of understand about the struggle. It definitely has to do with my pancreas and the sweetness of life, and I have not been feeling that. And so I'm just waiting to see the specialist right now. I'm just, I'm like, it's like everything was going in a good direction and I've stopped my flow.
Yep. So right there, that's exactly everything I just talked about. I want you to hear your words. And I said the same thing before I left when my toilet backed up. That was part of the flow and the flow turning against us. Right? You're talking about stopping the flow. And the
flow turning against you.
So they're also saying, Patty, you forgot to direct your pancreas. And you forgot to direct the flow and the knowing that you need to stay in, knowing that you're enough. You see, that is, if you go back and listen to all the past shows where you've come on to talk, it has always been about, I'm not enough. I'm not enough for them to hire me. I'm not enough for them to respect me. I'm not enough for people to handle the responsibilities that they have for me. Can you see that now?
It's like I know everything, and yet I'm not anchoring it. It's like it's a temporary fix, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, and yet I keep coming back to this.
Well, and that's what my whole workshop in Doylestown ended up being about. They changed everything, literally, before I walked up there. So the demonstration of not following through, guys, and not walking our talk and not being tough love with ourselves is because of this belief that I'll never be enough. So if we truly believe, and we have been, that I'll never be enough, then at some point we are going to drop out of our own conscious creation. So right now, I want you to direct your pancreas to rebalance and come into balance. And they want to give you sheets, but give me a song, please.
Superstar.
Okay. What if you were the Christ child that everybody came to worship? What if you were the star, Patty? What if you were the angel that had the message? Because you're all of those. And until we know that we are, we're not. So let's just all take a moment to claim right now, I am the superstar of my creation. And what do we want? We want to hold the balance and harmony, knowing that that's what creates our joy now and creates us shifting this belief forever. I'm the balance. And when I am in balance, I'm joyful and everything flows. And I know that I can have it all, and I accept having it all. I accept I always bring myself back to the peace and the love that I so desire. I am enough to do that. Because if this little belief has been secretly hiding, you see, and all of our work is based on I'm the director and creator of my own energy and I'm not enough to do that, you can see why we keep dropping out. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, go ahead.
I worked with Susan. I had Susan Shadbourne do an emergency scan, and she said that there's stones, and she said and they're probably too, that I probably need surgery.
Okay, and so, I'm saying then, stones in your pancreas?
Yeah.
Okay, tell them to
dissolve. They're blocking the duct. Okay.
Now.
That's what I was thinking this morning.
But you see, sometimes we use other people and essential oils, and this is something else that the channel threw out of my mouth in the workshop. You know, use anything you want, guys. Use the CDs. Use the affirmations. Use the meditations. Use the new activation that's posted on my website. Use any of that, but you've got to use it knowing that I am using this because I am the creator and the director of my own energy. So you used Susan Shadbourne to get information that led you to know what you as the director of yourself needs to do. And as a director of yourself, Patty, you need to remind yourself that it's possible because you're enough to create this flow now.
Yes.
To allow them to break up easily and effortlessly, to be eliminated, if you need the doctor to help you, then you are creating that to bring yourself back into balance. But everybody that has anything physical right now, because when I finally got all of this tied together and written down for you minutes before the show, they said, this is the basis of what's going on with my knee. This is the basis of the rest of the shaking. This was it. You can't totally heal yourself while you think I'm not enough. So we're
one
claiming
thing that,
I am divine love around all of this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. We use those tools to direct our enoughness. And so it is.
And so it is.
Okay, that's your answer,
baby. I want to say one thing that I that stuck in my head is, you told me this, you can't create when you're in victim mode and you're in fear.
That's right.
And I have stood with that.
Yeah. And
so,
and that's the great opportunity of 2015. Oh, here I am in fear again. What am I going to do about it now that I truly know and have everything in balance around my enoughness? What am I going to do about it? How am I going to direct all the energy, and truly all the energy is available to me now, because I know I'm enough? Go to you first, and then go to anything else you want to use to support your own direction of you. But go to yourself first, people. We're doing it backwards. All right, baby. Keep us posted,
thank
okay?
You.
All right.
Thank
much
you.
Love to you. You bet.
Love you.
Okay, and we're going to go to Miss Sherelle in Michigan.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. I was wondering, were you doing like relationship questions or just...
Sure. What do you want to know about your relationships?
I was wondering, how does the guy named Sam feel about me, and when would I hear from him? Please and thank you.
Okay. The way you're new to us, aren't you, Sherelle?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to understand that this work is, my readings are much different than like a psychic. Okay, I'm a channel. I can tell you what you have to get into harmony within yourself if you want to create this relationship.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Sheets, book, give me a song, baby. Any song that pops into your head.
Hold you down. Hold you down.
Hold you down?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, hold you now. Okay, sorry, the connection is a little soft.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the song about to you?
Hold you down.
Yeah, what's it, just tell me in your own words, what's it about?
It's self-explanatory.
Well, then explain it to me.
Like a person going to hold me down, basically.
Okay. That's why you can't create this relationship. I want to be clear. Are you saying N-O-W or D-O-W-N?
D-O-W-N.
Yeah. If you have a belief, sweetheart, that another person can hold you down in a negative way, limit you, control you.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, somewhere you do, because that's what's coming forward, and it has to do with the relationship you watched from your father. You want to talk about that for a minute?
I'm confused. I don't know what type of I don't know. I'm confused.
Okay.
About this.
If you believe within yourself that a man can hold you down in any way, and you're trying to create a relationship of love and joy,
mm-hmm.
then you will not be able to create that, because subconsciously you have a belief that a man can hold you down. And so you will push a relationship away from you. instead of bring it towards you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So what you want to know now and what you want to keep reminding yourself is that you want to attract a relationship with a man that lets you fly, that lets you be free, that honors you in every way, and bring that relationship to you, whether it's this guy or another guy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's, you want to get yourself in harmony, Sherelle, and then the universe can bring you that relationship. All right, baby?
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
You too, and Happy New Year. Okay, and we're going to Jeannie in New York. Hi, baby.
Good morning. Hi, baby. Back to you, and everything you said is in my blog.
Well, good. We're all channeling the same stuff.
It's wonderful. And I want to wish everyone a happy, miraculous, glorious, and it will be, New Year.
Well, it already is, actually.
Yeah.
It starts right now. So let's remember, we don't create in the future. We're creating 2015 right now in this moment of expansion that we all claimed, right, and are still claiming. And it's just, you know, when we make huge breakthroughs like this, expect a lot more to come in the next few weeks.
You got it.
So stay up, stay conscious, you know, stay happy.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. We're off and running. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
You too, darling, and everyone.
Bye-bye, Jean.
Bye.
And we're going to Jean in Massachusetts. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Jean Mariah. Haven't
Hello,
talked to you in
darling.
A while.
How are you?
Fine. I've been working Sunday after Sunday at TJ Maxx, but I've kept up with the replays.
Well, good for you, because there was a time you were really, really, really trying to create that job, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's I'm working over 20 hours a week, which is a lot. Haven't worked that many hours in 5 years. But anyhow, I love the people, and things are flowing well, except my question today. I've had a sore big right toe for 2 months now. First, I thought it was a callus. Then I wasn't sure what it was. I got a lot of different opinions. And when my daughter looked at it at Christmas, she said, I think it's a plantar wart. You'll have to have it cut out. Well, I don't want to have it cut out, so I immediately started working on having it dissolve, calling in all universal healers and completely healing the toe.
Okay,
and
excuse me, you called all universal healers but yourself in.
Well, I called myself too. Oh.
I get a no on that, babe.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought my actions.
That's what I mean. Go to yourself first.
I thought my actions were doing that. Okay, that's clarity.
Yeah, for sure. That's big clarity for all of us.
Okay. And and I'm going to hold the belief that this can be dissolved without surgery.
Okay. Now, let's talk about that, because they want to give us some information.
Okay.
They do not want our belief systems to be challenged. Hold on. Sheets. Song. Give me a movie. Any movie.
Any movie. Sweethearts.
Sweethearts. Okay. Divine love can heal and create anything. And on this plane, things that should have been addressed sometimes for lifetimes finally do exhibit themselves in our bodies. The beliefs that we got to today, that I am always enough to do this, absolutely, definitely attributes to being able to do it now when we have felt like we have not been able before.
Mm-hmm.
There is a period of time, they're saying, that hold on, I want to get the right words, that this will, interesting that they're using, you've got a planter's wart and they're using the word implant. There is a period of time that we will need to implant and embed this in our cellular nature. So like anything, we have to keep aware and conscious of this as we are creating new synapses that we are dealing with right now. We're literally redirecting our cells, our blood, our lineage, our brain cells, right, to accept this new knowing that is replacing the old knowing that we've had since the beginning of time. So they're saying it may take a few weeks. Well, a few weeks after the beginning of time doesn't seem like very much to me. And again, they want to reiterate that if we need to use something outside of ourselves because our direction and our intention is to create what we want, that's okay. So, in other words, they want to be clear with us that if we need a doctor to create what we want right now, that's okay. Just know that your direction of your own energy must be in place first. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, it is possible for you to dissolve it, and it may take a few weeks, and if you need a doctor to help you release this from your body so that you are pain-free, that's the direction, is that you are pain-free, right? That
yes.
You feel great, that your toe feels great.
Yes, because it hurts.
Well, sure.
When you're on your feet. It doesn't hurt all the time, but standing for 5 hours, yeah.
Okay, now, they needed you to say that. I could feel something hanging right here, but I just wait for the words. You really love the people? I get a yes. You don't so much love the job. So let's find out what... And it's in the words, I haven't worked that many hours in a long time. Okay, there's a small part of you, that kind of enjoyed not having to work those hours for a long time. You need to get that part of you in harmony because that's what your big toe is bringing forward. Okay.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. So what does your big toe do? You lose your big toe, you can't balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tripped
and
into
what
the
did
Christmas
we start
tree
out,
on Christmas.
Yeah, we started out the whole thing with the more I get everything I want, the less I'm in balance because I'm not good enough to create that, so I've got to keep creating going off balance, and that's what you're doing, Jean.
So I can heal this myself. I can.
We can. Love can heal anything.
I believe
love
that to be
to
true,
work.
And I will go to a doctor if it continues for a couple of
weeks. Yeah, they want to be very clear that on this plane, that's okay. And... to be very sure and clear that you have directed your own energy first and gone to yourself, and then whatever the doctor does or whatever doctor you attract is going to be able to complete that much more successfully for you because you have directed the energy around it first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, there was some great clarity there. We're claiming I am divine love. Everybody open your heart and do this around this. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. So it is. Are we done? Yes, ma'am, we're done. So love working those hours that you haven't gotten to work in a long time. Knowing that the balance you want, so that you have time for yourself and everything, you are the creator of. Okay?
Yes.
All right, darling. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Such great information. Becky in Albuquerque. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. This is really great information because I think it was exactly what I needed. When you were talking about I'll never be good enough, what came through for me is I'll never be knowing enough to master life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't know enough.
Yep.
They want us to understand we've already mastered life when we know that we are here to learn that we are the masters of our lives. When we know that, and we know that we're responsible for the energy that we work with, our own and outside of ourselves, we're masters. And it was just kind of hard for us to get that the enormity and the power of that because we had this thing going that we're never going to be enough and good enough to be that.
Yeah.
So like we talk about a lot, Becky, it was part of us fighting part of us.
Yeah. Well, I also think what was really, really critical for me was the information about unavailable energy because I've always known that I wasn't directing all my energy. But I think in knowing that, I think I gave too much energy to the unavailable energy, thinking it was out of my direction.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did everybody hear what you just said? Say it again.
Is that I've always known that there was unavailable energy because things weren't working out or whatever, and I think I gave too much energy to the unavailable energy by recognizing it and knowing about it, but thinking I couldn't direct it.
Yep, and then it's got our focus, and
yeah.
Whatever has our focus is what we create more of, so we've been creating more of I can't have dominion over this energy because it's unavailable to me. And
yep.
Again, if anybody just joined us, that's because from the beginning of time, we have passed down to ourselves, I'll never be good enough.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I think that's why I called.
Indeed, you do think that, and it is why.
Good.
you called in order to give us all that additional clarity. That's the way this community works, you know. We're all bringing, all of us bringing in stuff. So awesome. Incredible. Thank you, Becky.
Well, thank you.
And Happy New Year, baby.
Same to you, hon.
Now you see how powerful we are as our own creators just from all of us creating the clarity around this amazing subject. Susan, you're on. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, when you said the in the beginning, I'll never be good enough, I got worthy. Worthy to have the nice things that I have.
Yep, I get a yes on that.
And to keep the nice things that I have. In other words, all the things that I have accumulated as far as my house and the good things that I have, that I shouldn't have them because I'm not really good enough to have them.
Yeah, so let's create again the knowingness that we are our energy, guys. That's what you're bringing in. Our energy itself is worthy of everything we want to create, that we have created, that we will create. Our energy is worthy to be the powerful creators of that. And so it
and,
is.
And as an example, for instance, like the art that I have, that I do, not being worthy enough or having, you know, having it being good enough to sell it to be, you know, that is an example right there.
Absolutely, Susan, because your art is an extension of you. My acting and my healing are extensions of me. Now, because I'm a channel, I can go, oh, well, it's not me, so I'm worthy. I can get out of the way, in other words, of my I'll never be good enoughness, because this isn't really me.
Yes.
It's a lot bigger challenge in my acting, because acting is all you, except in the beginning, you see, it wasn't. I knew I was channeling my acting, just like I know I'm the channel, but I'm it.
Right.
I'm directing.
Right.
I am the channel that's directing the channel. Do you understand? And so are
yes,
you.
We're
the messengers. Yeah.
I understand that, because one of the things that I've been doing a lot of contemplation as far as things that I want to work on during the next year, and making a lot of decisions as far as things that I know about me. Like, for instance, the information that I know because of attracting people that come to me and channeling the information that I know and the work that I want to do spiritually and as a ministry kind of work, as well as the, you know, channeling that information through art. It's so much. And I know it's going to happen. And I know a lot of things now, it's the clarity has come.
Well,
I
get a yes
on
all that, sweetheart. And if you listened to yourself 2 years ago on the show, you would
yes.
not even know who you are.
I know.
After the statement you just made.
I know.
So hallelujah. They're giving me the hallelujah chorus again. And they want me to address, hold on. These are the words. We have been needy. Because we have never known that we were good enough to be the creators of the gods that we are. We have been needy. Another answer, another guru, another CD, another modality. Praise, could you praise me? Could you praise me? Could you tell me I'm good? We've been needy.
Right, right.
And
I understand that.
Does not, needy and the new energy of I am absolutely good enough right now to be the God and the creator of my energy and all energy that's available to me now. The two things cannot live together.
And what I get from what you just said about that is a good example of if we act needy, then a negative force would come and say something negative to us. It disempowers us, totally disempowers us.
Yes, and if we truly are on the journey of knowing that we are good enough because we are the God of us and always have been and all energy is available to us, then we will attract the energies that are in harmony with that to come in and create with us. If we are needy, we will keep creating things
exactly.
that make us needy. Do you understand
exactly.
everything?
Exactly. Yes,
so
I understand.
So again, it all comes from us. Wow, they want us again. Come together, open your hearts, claim I am divine love. Invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And we are claiming everything in this show for the collective consciousness. So the collective and all energy that wants to participate in this new awareness, it's done for. Mm. And so it is. Wow. Thank you, darling. And Happy New Year, Susan.
Happy New Year, too. And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Let's just keep Christmas all year. All right. Coral, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello, darling.
Oh, I think you answered a lot of the first part of my question. This goes into creating, and I've been trying to create, there's a lot of things that we want to create, but right now I'm just going to use a couple examples to kind of get you to see what's going on, because my mind seems to be playing some kind of little game with me. So I want to create a new place to live. I want to create a car, and I actually have done a really great job on the job part, so that part is coming along. But all of a sudden, I'm watching myself say, okay, I really want this house, and this is the type of house that I want. And there was some kind of limitation, which the first part of this call helped me with that limitation about the house that I truly want being affordable and available to me. The other part that I'm watching,
Basically, they're saying this is an addendum expansion. I'll never be good enough to create it all. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're definitely claiming that, aren't we? I'm good enough to create it all. Can everybody feel into that? If all energy is available to us now, through our direction, then all energy is following our direction to create it all for me, because I'm enough to create it all. That's why, you know, I want it, I don't want it is a good example of how that shows up in our life. Oh, I've got this great relationship. Now I'm not so sure I want it. Oh, I got the job, and I'm working 20 hours. Now I'm not so sure I want to work all those hours. So if we are not clear that we're enough to create it all, and creating it all creates joy and harmony and balance, then we're going to run into a wall in some subject or subjects of our lives. So they're saying that's what this is mostly about, but they want you to continue.
Okay, what I'm watching my mind do is I'm really good at the creating part and, visualizing it and being in the joy and getting there with it. And then I switch to a different subject, like from the house. First I'll start with the house, and then I go to the car, and then I do that. And it's like, okay, I can get in there in the visualization of it. And all of a sudden I catch, like, during the normal part of the day, I'll catch my mind doing this goofy thing like, okay, well, yep, you can have it, but this has to come first, then this. And I keep reminding myself, no, this all is happening in the now. And I, I've been listening the last couple of weeks, and you said, you know, sometimes it takes a little to shift it, so, you're making the synapses connect.
Yeah.
And to have it flow. Well, I thought I had done that.
You have done
that. I just keep bringing it back. It happens in the now. And then all of a sudden last night, the whole thing popped in again, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, so let's find what belief is behind that, okay, Sheets? But give me a song.
Okay, they just, poppies. I don't know. That
what?
That's the only word. Poppies?
Like, poppies?
Like the flower. That's what poppies.
Okay, well, the poppy is a very beautiful flower, and it's also a hallucinogenic. So,
okay.
Literally, what they're saying is, We've been drugging ourselves through this self lineage of this belief. We've been drugging ourselves, and we have to let the drug dissipate from our bodies and our minds and our synapses and our cells now. So, like anything, you go exercise, you have to start working a new muscle. Because they're saying you're doing the right thing. You're doing everything right, Coral. You just have to do it continually and consistently until the drug is released from us. So, in other words, guys, what they're saying is we're inviting all of you to stay in conscious creation. You're doing it right. So, What's been happening before today is when that thought comes up, you go, well, see, I'm not enough. That's the part of you. That's how you were expressing your not enoughness and that belief. Okay. You understand? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
it feels like a hiccup.
Well,
because I keep it, when it happens, I really am good at bringing myself back to it. Or being
yes.
back in the center, back in the balance, but then all of a sudden it's like you had a hiccup. It's just like,
well,
here I am again.
And you're looking at that as not enough.
Okay.
Look at it as, wow, look how enough I am. I always bring myself back.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
a shift of focus. It's a shift of focus, baby. Instead of going, oh, my God, I went out of it again, which, let me tell you, the holidays and everything with my family and 18 of us in one house brought up a lot of opportunities for me to bring myself back. And
yeah.
basically what they're saying is, you remember when, and we keep continually talking about this, but I think a lot of you might have moved away from these simple practices, is the red dot and the love hover, and just whatever your love place is, like snapping a rubber band on your wrist, you go back to it. Oh, yeah. I remember it's all about love. But it's
okay.
that moment of choice that creates the drug dissipating from our bodies and the new drug of consistent and constant enoughness and joy, right?
Yep.
Connect your enoughness with your love place is the easiest way to say it there.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
It all clicks. Yep.
Okay. You can't go into lack of enoughness when you're in the experience of love. All righty?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. My God, you guys, what an amazing show. I wish I could have gotten back to all of you. I went as fast as I could. Know that most of your questions have been answered to date, so look towards yourself, please. Look towards yourself and ask yourself now that you know that you're enough, what your answer is that you want to direct your energy toward. Okay? We will not be having a webinar in January because all of the website is in flux. As you know, I'm creating this whole new, easier website for you. And it would just kind of create a little bit of havoc here in the order system. So Patricia Cota Robles will be with us in February. I cannot emphasize how excited I am of all the people that I see. Patricia has the truth and speaks the truth. So that's going to be February 25th, and it's all going to be around the importance of love and the importance of self-love and literally what the kingdom of heaven, in her words, and the channel in mine, same thing, has to say, and the permission and the message of honor that self-love brings to all of us. Lots, bunches, the word they're giving me is bunches of clarity around love and self-love in this February 25th webinar. I'm going to be rolling out a lovely offering for all of you, kind of a love offering for February also. So stay conscious, stay in love. Hopefully I will have the talk that I did in Pennsylvania available. It will be on the e-blast for you. That's how you will get it. So if you're not on the e-blast, please go and sign up. And until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Guys, if there's anything going on, go back to love. Know your enoughness. Know you're the God of you. You're magnificent. And love yourself and the world as much as you can. as you can. And I'll see you next Sunday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman Financial Advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.